We are very, very shortly going to cross to Anthony Thompson, a journalist and freelance travel writer based in Cape Town. Good afternoon to you, Andrew, and thank you for joining us here on 101.9 High FM.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Anthony, so I read an article this morning in News 24, which jumped off the page at me, the bane of my life, and I'm going to read the headline of your article. It's not just you. It really is getting harder to park at South African shopping center, and here is why. And you've gone into a really well-researched article. Tell us what your findings were.
Yes, I guess we were sort of pondering this issue as well, that a lot of us were wondering whether parking bays were getting smaller or what the issues were. And so we did a bit of a deep dive into parking bays in South Africa. And basically what we found was that, the bays actually, they've remained the same size, but what hasn't changed is the regulations for parking bays and the size of our cars. So parking bays are pretty much universal, in South Africa. They're usually, so we sort of geeked out a little bit on the numbers, but
bays are
about 2.5 meters by 5 meters is the standard size. And what we found is most of South Africa's most popular cars actually don't fit in that size bay anymore.
Yeah, so you actually went into that kind of detail. You spoke about a Toyota Hilux, 40,000 sold. You spoke about a Ford Ranger, 30,000 sold. I mean, just there you've got 70,000 vehicles, and neither of them fit into those standard bays that you were talking about.
Yeah, and so essentially those two vehicles are two of the most popular cars sold, and they both, with the wing mirrors, they stick into the neighboring bays. If you park dead center, it's about 10 centimeters either side. But the biggest issue is that they actually stick out the back by between 20 and 30 centimeters. So, and that's excluding if you have a nice big tow bar or a big bull bar, you're going to stick out probably another 20 or 30 more. Those two are the most popular. Obviously then, one of the other popular cars is the Polo Vivo, which fits in nicely. But the difficulty is that if you get two or more of these cars parked together, it's almost impossible to get out of your driver's seat or the passenger seat.
So there's it. It's not just me. It's everyone who has that sort of the maneuver, the sideways maneuver where you're trying to wiggle your way into your vehicle without completely destroying the door of the vehicle alongside. At long last, you've given me an explanation as to why. Tell me something. What's the solution to this?
So I spoke to a few civil engineers and architects, and the difficulty is that those measurements, in an ideal world, there'd be bigger parking bays, but the parking bays are kind of the developers' worst nightmares because they chew up a lot of space and don't generate as much profit as floor space in a retail shop. So the solution ideally would be to make bigger bays, but that's unlikely. So what some guys suggested to us was to have a few bigger bays for bigger cars, so, and then color code them so that you can approach and you see that all the red bays are for SUVs or buckies, and you can identify them. But a few, and that hasn't really, I haven't really seen that in practice, but a few other suggestions are, solutions to help people better center their vehicles. So quite a few centers now have lines down the middle of the bay in order to, help people get more accurately in the center and therefore ease the pressure if someone's parked a bit to the left or right.
Amazing.
Yeah. And that's the other one. I think developers are generally more aware of it now. So, one architect I spoke to said that one of his clients is actually building bigger bays, but I think they're using other technology to try and map the flow of traffic through parking garages and bays, and figure it out. But it's a long way of saying there's no real solution at this stage.
I hear you loud and clear, but on the other hand, I mean, it's got to be a competitive advantage to have a parking that one can actually fit into. I mean, I'm certainly going to go to a center that allows me enough space to get in without dornering my car, which is what happens on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, that was the feedback that, so initially when I went in with a bit of bias thinking that the developers were going to tell us that the bays had all shrunk, and what the developers said is actually exactly that, that a good parking bay is a huge asset to a shopping center. So if you know that you can easily get in and out, that it's not overly expensive and that the bays are well sized, that's as much a draw card as if you go into a place parking is tight, you ding your car, and there were some anecdotal reports of centers losing customers for life, after a single sort of, incident in the parking bay. So yeah, I think they might look at it, but the difficulty is always the trade-off. So the retail space is always going to be much more valuable than the parking space. And as long as that's the case, then I think they'll probably stick as close to those minimums that were set in the 80s. They'll probably still stick around.
Oh, thank you for writing that article, Andrew. I really enjoyed it. I mean, who would have thought parking would have been such an issue, but it actually is because we've all experienced it. We've gone through that inconvenience. Thank you so much for speaking to us. I look forward to engaging with you in the future on all sorts of other issues like your
journalism and stuff like that.
Awesome.